Yeah, Neville here. It's Friday, July the 24th, 2009. It's about 9:15 p.m. I'm sitting in my office, just doing some stuff on the computer with Windows 7 release candidate. Not had really any chance to explore this any further for a couple of weeks now. And of course, when I loaded it up, it reported quite a few Windows updates that required installing, as I hadn't run it for a couple of weeks. I'm installing those. It just got me thinking how much easier this is, even compared to Vista with Windows Update, where what I'm seeing on the screen in Windows 7 is kind of like a more polished version of the way this works in Windows Vista. Of course, it is totally different how it works compared to Windows XP, in that Windows Update is an integral part of the operating system. You don't go to a website and scan for optionals, for example. If you've got your settings set to automatically check for security and other critical ones, as I have, it takes care of a lot of these things automatically. But I'm just installing some updates for the graphics driver, for the sound card, and a few other bits and pieces. I can't remember what they are now. There's a good four or five optional ones. There were a couple of essentials that it installed, security updates notably. But it equally got me thinking that I remember when I was testing Vista during the pre-release stage that I don't recall seeing updates like this from providers of some of the elements of what you have installed on your computer. So, for instance, a graphics card. I have an NVIDIA card, and I actually do remember when Vista came out getting drivers specifically for the model of card I've got from NVIDIA was impossible. For some while, maybe up to 6 months after Vista came out, before NVIDIA had one that they were comfortable with. They had a couple of betas, so you relied on the native drivers in Vista, which were okay. By contrast, Windows Vista, sorry, Windows 7 release candidate, which is what I'm running, has a new driver, so it's excellent. And okay, it's just actually installed the sound driver now asking me to restart the computer. That's a component that does require a restart, so I'm doing that. So I think they've Microsoft have done pretty well with this, and I think as I use 7, and I'm not using it on a daily basis, but when I do use it to play around with it literally, it impresses me more and more on how polished it is. So I've yet to have a crash. Then again, I'm not running any apps at all. I've got nothing installed with this yet. Not the apps I use on a daily basis, like Office, with FeedDemon, RSS Reader. I'm trying to think of others. There's loads I use actually, but none of those are installed yet. So I need to get that done. But I'm impressed with Windows 7 so far. I'm running Windows Ultimate on a number of PCs. I've yet to see any information from Microsoft on an upgrade path from, the immediately previous version of Windows. I've had a couple of mail shots or emails from Microsoft being a beta tester on acquiring this at half price. Is that, a better deal than the upgrade? I'm also interested to know what Dell's coming out with, because I'm running a Dell and my laptop's a Sony. What Sony's coming out with, so all that's still to be determined. In the meantime, I've got Windows 7 release candidate running in a partition on this Dell box, and that's good for until I think middle of 2010. Yeah, so I'm quite happy with it, but I need to play with it some more basically.